All right, cool. What are we doing this week?
Let me get this box out here. As you know, I've got a contact in Abu Dhabi. Oh, man, this really smells, man.
Ah, man. It smells like meat.
Yeah.
Rotten meat.
I don't even know.
Cool. Right, why'd you put that meat in there of all places?
Well, it's my contact in Abu Dhabi. It's sending me something he doesn't want, I guess. So I'm going to, oh, there's like scratch marks on the outside of it.
You should just throw it away. That's... Like if I put like a Thai soup in a Tupperware and it stays there for a couple weeks, I forget about it. I just toss the whole thing.
You get the puffy blue mold.
Yeah.
Man, had a bad roommate who hoarded food containers.
Yeah.
That was fun to clean up after them.
That's a bad mold.
That is a bad mold. Yeah, had to clear out the house. But no, okay, so let's just get this over with. Oh man, all these scratch marks. What did this guy in Abu Dhabi send me?
I can smell a curse coming out of it.
Oh man, it is an NES cartridge. It's in Japanese. It says, "Haha, you thought this was normal, didn't you?" And then also, it's a week of Garfield.
Fuck! How did he get it to smell this bad if it's just an NES cart? Oh, look at the inside of the box.
Oh, it's a cute gray cat.
Yeah. Oh, you stink, cat. Oh, he hasn't had a litter box. Aw.
Oh, poor guy.
It's not his fault. Yeah, it's not his fault. Roars, meet your new cat.
It's too cute. Normal's a boy.
I did, which is weird. I mean, not to be normative, but like it is weird.
Yeah, a boy cat can be cute.
Yeah, well, it just had a girl voice.
Yeah,
you know, like that's the only reason why I thought. And again,
yeah, and big fluffy eyebrows. All right, yeah. Eyebrows.
Yeah, yeah.
Just walking around
like George Burns.
Yeah,
and Normal has those big, tasty twin set of DSLs.
You get over here, cat.
Yeah.
You know, get over
here. Send you to Abu Dhabi. Yeah.
And the eyelashes, like, you know, like, and that is in cartoons one of the primary, secondary sex characteristics, right? Along with the bow.
Yeah, it's a feminine feature.
Yeah, and the rockin' set of cans.
Sure, sure. Yeah. And the full functioning fallopian tubes.
Yeah, and those DSLs.
Yeah, and then dim DSLs.
Get over
like
here,
Miss Pac-Man. Or Normal.
Get over here.
It's okay though. Like Nick Kroll, the comedian, has DSLs, and he's a male.
he's a handsome man.
Yeah, he's a handsome man with huge DSLs.
Yeah.
So,
I just went all back. Right. I went back and I watched Children's Hospital, and like that is like everybody in alt comedy today.
Yeah.
Like just in a show before they were ever on other shows. Really?
They're all buddies.
Yeah,
they all get together. It's great.
Yeah, parties.
Mm-hmm.
Gary, who are you?
I am Gary Butterfield.
My name's Cole Ross.
And this is Abject Suffering. It is the show where we play Garfield, so you don't have to.
Why are you doing this to us?
Yeah.
Mike? Yep. Mike, why are you doing this to us, Mike?
Yeah, this is pretty good. I feel like we've been on a nice streak, and then Garfield just to come out of nowhere and just, bam, Garfield.
Just
Garfield
at the teeth. It's Garfield right here.
Yeah, I got Garfield. It's like that cow. Or not the cow. Whoa, what was that?
The horse?
Clown.
Oh, the clown. What?
Yeah. Hey, cat! In the cartoon.
Yeah.
Binky the clown.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Binky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, cat!
Just taunting the cat. Apparently, this clown can hear the cat and understand.
Through the TV, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's not even... He can talk to him through the TV. It's real weird.
Oh, yeah.
I think that might have just been something that happened every once in a while when Garfield ate too much lasagna or had too much Monday. Like, I think that he just...
too much Monday.
The clown came out.
He's got two speeds, lasagna or Monday.
Monday. I know two things about Garfield. It's the... I like Garfield. When I was little, I watched that cartoon.
Oh, yeah. It's great. I mean, great cartoon is pretty... You know, I'd imagine if, like, it was on, I wouldn't turn it off.
No way. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
The you know, fast paced. The theme song is super catchy.
Oh,
I get
so
that song stuck in my head.
Yeah,
all
I'll
the
put
time.
It in here so everybody else can.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to fight with God.
even though like it does the thing where I feel like it could just keep going up and it doesn't.
Yep.
Like when I get stuck in my head, I'm like walking around like dun 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 Garfield and friends.
Garfield and friends.
Garfield and friends.
Garfield and friends.
Garfield and friends. Just keep going up and more intense until you're just like scratching an electric and like Garfield and friends.
In a moment, I'll wave my finger and the music will stop.
There's somebody like just administering an EKG or just no, like the DMT. What, they give you DMT and then they're like clear. Yeah, no, that's occasionally I'll get Fur Elise stuck in my head.
Yeah.
Like, and it just keeps going that it doesn't resolve. God, that is madness.
Yeah.
What was that guy who got A440 stuck in his head forever? He was like a conductor.
Lorenzo
and
he
like went nuts.
Yeah. I do not know.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know. That's a story.
Yeah.
But like the Garfield cartoon was great. And I remember, again, being a weird little kid rounding out the 2 hour Cat Power Hour.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I had like Garfield collection, like book collections, like strips.
Yeah.
You know?
Like
it's a catty dog world.
Yeah, just fat enough. fat. Like a lot of them were just about how fat he is.
Yeah,
can't see his toes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like that. That's one of them. That's like
Garfield needs some lifestyle changes.
Yeah, that's the name of the Garfield. Pretty realistic. Yeah, cannot see his toes.
Yeah.
Which is a weird measurement for being fat. Like that's a real like old hacky kind of.
Yeah.
You know, very specific kind of gut fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, Garfield, like the comics, I mean, he's kind of become this like, you know, weird meta national joke, which is great. And the comics, you know, like I don't think they stand up very well. I suspect the cartoon might, though.
Yeah,
like, it's probably, and then it has U.S. Acres, which is like weird and gentle.
Mm-hmm.
And like if Garfield at the time, it's not as good as, but if Garfield was the Simpsons, then U.S. Acres was King of the Hill, like a little gentler and a little slower,
a little bit more libertarian.
Yeah, just slightly more libertarian version. Yeah. Of Garfield.
Yeah. Now, I liked U.S. Acres a lot. Sheldon was his name? Cute little guy.
Sheldon, those two lambs.
Mm-hmm.
One of the names of this
Garfield. Flanelin.
Yeah, Flanelin. One of the names of these Garfield books is just called Garfield Gains Weight. There was a bonus strip to fill the book Garfield Gains Weight. That's the second book. The second title.
It's like, you know, it just gets weirder from there. It's like Waiting on Garfield, except it's W-E-I-G-H-T.
Oh, man. Number 9 is it wasn't Garfield Can't See His Feet. It's Garfield Loses His Feet, which is a dark
That's horrible.
Type 2 diabetes reference.
What? No.
It's not.
You know, I'm not putting anything past because I don't think there's any editorial control.
Tim Davis is a fucking madman.
Yeah, like he's sitting there. He's on an island in a base, like in a volcano that is shaped like Odie's head.
You know,
petting his chinchilla. You think it'd be a cat? Kind of a wasted opportunity, but okay.
Sugar glider. This is Garfield. This is kind of fun. The 48th Garfield book is called Garfield Will Eat for Food. Will Eat for Food is kind of funny.
I like that. Yeah,
yeah, that's fine. If I saw that sign, I would think that's kind of funny.
You know, I think that they're hitting way too much on the food and the fat part. I think they really ought to go with lazy.
Yeah, I like the misanthrope part of Garfield.
Oh yeah,
like they're just done with it.
Mm-hmm.
Garfield is real funny. Yeah, and there are like episodes of Garfield and Friends that were really sweet. Like whenever they went to go visit John's family, he had that mm-hmm. relationship with John's mom.
Yeah,
yeah, super cute. He loved candy. Like the Halloween special is still really good.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking out about candy.
Yeah. And I remember there being like a little bit of referential humor, like throwing it in there for the parents.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's cute.
And he would address the audience. Mm-hmm. Hey guys.
Yeah.
I'm Lorenzo Music.
I'm not Bill Murray.
Just showing up.
Hello. Yeah, the cartoon is everything this game is not.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, this game doesn't do it. just doesn't do it.
No. So when Mike suggested this, he said, a Garfield game that was only released in Japan. I stumbled onto it when I was younger and trying to get past the spider that follows you and can instantly kill you. There is no post-hit invincibility is extremely hard. So yeah, this was never released in America because of licensing concerns, because they're always so careful about what Garfield appears on.
Yeah, he's going to protect his image.
Yeah, no, he's like second only to Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah. Yep, yep. They will not let him out. Mm-hmm. The spider, I was stuck on the spider for a while, and then I figured it out. Is that you can switch to different power-ups. You have to throw, like, a pie disc at the spider.
You can switch to different power-ups?
Yeah, man. So you never got past the spider. You press select, and then you can switch to, you throw pies.
I just jumped and kicked, which is saying something, because your kick doesn't actually...
Your kick has a negative 2 pixel yeah, range.
It doesn't leave like the bounding box of Garfield.
Mm-mm.
It just turns...
just one specific part of his hitbox is toxic to enemies for like a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the worst kick in video games.
Yeah. It's
so bad.
Yeah. And it almost feels unfair to call him off model. But
yeah,
he is incredibly off model. I think by this point they had established like Garfield settled in, because if you look at early Garfield, he almost looks like a Dippin' Dots or like a Dots, you know, like gelatin candy that you get at the movie theater kind of thing.
Yeah,
like he's very mound like. But he'd settled into his actual form by this point.
And there, it's weird because he has a lot of different kind of poses he can be in this game, and some of them look better than others. Significantly, like some of them are very weird. The if you press up, you do this little thing that Garfield the cartoon actually does when he's happy. Mm-hmm. He does this little Peanuts dance, and it looks just like him. When you press down, you start crawling around, and the way
it's really unsettling.
Yeah, it's like no cat has ever walked or ever will walk. It's very weird.
Maybe in like a Korean horror film.
Yeah, exactly.
Like some kind of 13-year-old boy in a full-on cat suit.
He's a Ringu. He walks around like a Grudge.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, and there's no real benefit to going down into the crouch either that I saw.
It doesn't avoid anything. Yeah,
no.
And the game itself is terrible. Like it's just like jump around and get hidden shit, and you have to get the key to leave.
Yeah,
each level. Like I got to the second level, which is outside, and just really hard. Mm-hmm. There's no determination as to what you can jump on and what's part of the background.
Right, or what you can like jump through even.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Super obnoxious, and and the same repetitive music plays for the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
and it's super super shitty.
Yeah, this is some what was it, Mylon Secret Castle, the one shitty thing we played. You know, the one shitty
Deadly Towers.
Deadly Towers.
Yeah,
where it's just like shit. Oh, like maybe there's a pixel you can bump up against that will like make you go through. So I actually had to look up a fact for this, because I was like, I'm not gonna just like hit the screen, like the first screen, and then be done with this.
I appreciate that. Did you know that the developer of this game, or the publisher, also developed a Game Boy game named Fish Dude? Somebody suggest that so we can get that on the list. I want to play Fish Dude.
Yeah. Oh, no, he was on the staff of Mega Man 2.
Fish Dude? Oh, yeah. That's true. We're Castlevania. We're like, where they do that? Yeah, Fish Dude.
Huh. Is he a Fish Dude with Tude?
No, he looks really, really cute and happy. the caption for the picture on Wikipedia is, after eating his daily quota of fish, Fish Dude is ready to defend the ocean against human activity. Okay.
Cool. So he's it's environmental.
Yeah, he's a Greenpeace fish.
Yeah.
Protecting himself. He's taking it into himself.
Oh my gosh. I'm just looking at these graphics. That is great. We had somebody suggest James Pond a little bit earlier.
Oh yeah.
I think that might be like an okay game though.
I think James Pond is actually okay if I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's no Fish Dude.
No, what can be?
Yeah. Yeah, Fish Dude. Somebody put that on our list. Serious. Serious style, guys.
Yeah. Do it. I mean, I could, but we need a name to attach to it.
Yeah. Suggest it.
Yeah. I love the plot summary on this.
Oh, yeah. You have 1 week to rescue Odie. That is why it is a week of Garfield.
Or Ringu Garfield.
Yeah.
We'll go after you. Yeah.
Well, if you can't do it, Odie probably dies.
Uh-oh. I'm just imagining this enclave of like hardcore Garfield fans over in over in Japan, kind of like how there are some weirdos who are like, "Oh, Ultraman over here, right. Astro Boy." Like that seems like a concurrent, almost kind of thing. And the fact that this came out as Gafrida no Ishikan,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love when Garfield dies in this. There's no animation. He just immediately is flat face down.
Yeah.
It's really incredible.
Yeah.
And it happened. You never expect it because of that lack of invincibility frames we talked about.
Yeah. Does your energy meter just go down over time, or are you just always being hit by something? Are you always suffering iniquities?
I think it does go down over time. I think you have to constantly be drinking coffee.
Always be eating. Off.
Yeah, always be C. Always be coffee.
Yeah.
Because that's the main thing that you end up drinking and eating.
Yeah. So is Garfield supposed to be like a stand-in for like a middle manager, or like just a completely ineffectual, I just picture an office worker.
You're thinking Dogbert.
I'm thinking middle-aged. Yeah, but Dogbert actually had like agency. Like Dogbert was on top of his stuff. Again, good cartoons based off of kind of crappy comic strips.
I never watched that cartoon because I was so turned off by Dogbert. And this was before the guy Scott Adams went mad.
Before he went.
Like, became like a misogynist monster.
Like, and it's so weird because the story about his voice thing. Like, you know, how he could only speak through rhyme, and he eventually got that back, and it was this weird, like it was one of the better episodes of, like, Old Good Radio Lab. And it was like, we're talking about this. But the second he got his voice back, he started saying awful things about women.
Yeah.
And he always had, like,
it was... powdered. He got powdered. So now he's got these, you know... Or is that when he gets struck by lightning?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got powdered.
So instead of shooting electricity, he just kind of, like... takes women's shoes off? I don't understand.
Yeah. He just became a m'lady. He's not even a m'lady. He's like more malicious. He's the guy Dave, the guy who writes Cerberus.
Dave Coulier.
Yeah, he's like Dave Coulier, that monster.
You know, she just wanted to go down on him in a theater, okay?
Yeah, I know. Leave her alone. Just because she won't, just because she wouldn't go all the way. I can't remember his name is. The guy you heard?
Cerebus, yeah.
Yeah, that guy. Who writes just like, that guy's a monster.
Yeah.
Those are interesting comics, but he's a maniac.
Yeah. That is a Dave Sim.
Dave Sim, there we go.
One Dave Sim.
Yeah. Yeah. Dave Sim, Dave Coulier, Dave Adams, creator of Dilbert.
Whew. So many Sims.
Dave Garfield.
Alan Moore once wrote, Cerebus, as if I need to say so, is still to comic books what hydrogen is to the periodic table. Thanks, Alan.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah. It's supposed to be a great comic, and like the beginning of it's supposed to be good, but the letter page took over. Like, it's kind of interesting. Like, if you're collecting it, the letter page just kept getting bigger and bigger with him ranting and defending himself more until it became like most of the book.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and then it's just eventually it finished out, but it used to be like apparently like a very good comic. And he's like a paragon of self-publishing. Like, he is the like one of the biggest success stories in being independent. In like creative work.
So he's not like part of a syndicate or anything. Or
Has always just been him. Huh. Like, Cerebus has never been bought. Like, I think that Dark Horse has reprinted them, but he's always done the initial printing and just did it through like a subscription model and through word of mouth and everything. Like, he's got a bunch of like admirable qualities, you know, other than the fact that he's a monster misogynist.
This thing's, I believe.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah,
I don't. It's hard to capture like what makes Garfield interesting to me, because like it very much is like the Peanuts, a story about depression.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. like John.
Oh, yeah.
John being depressed.
Yeah, it's like, Garfield without Garfield, but.
Yeah. Well, that's really, even with Garfield there, it's still pretty depressing. That just underlines what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's still pretty pathetic.
Yeah. No. Have you seen the edits that are, oh man, it's Garfield except all of the dialogue is Jaden Smith tweets?
Yeah. Yeah, which is very good, because Jaden Smith tweets are great.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite Twitters.
Yeah. Why is Garfield trying to rescue Odie? Isn't he always trying to kick him off the dining room table?
He secretly likes him.
Okay.
There's a couple of heartwarming episodes where he's like, Odie, you're okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's like a Nemesis kind of thing, right?
Yeah, Odie's a fucking idiot, though.
Well, yeah.
Like Garfield is sentient. Odie should belong to Garfield.
Yeah, no, Odie is more Pluto than Goofy, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Which is already weird on its own, and someday we'll do a Disney game, we can talk about that. But, like, yeah, Garfield, you know, he more or less is the master of that show.
Mm-hmm.
What was his girlfriend's name? Is that girlfriend?
Like Arlene? Lola? No, Arlene, maybe.
I think it's Arlene. Or if that was, or that was the veterinarian that John was always trying to get with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Always getting ready for a hot date.
Yeah, there's like his, yeah. Man, I didn't watch some Garfield cartoons with his like shitty prom suit.
Yeah. Like with the flower, like the corsage.
Yeah.
Way too big. Yeah. Gary, like we're supposed to be snarky. We're like genuinely appreciating why Garfield. Like Garfield.
And that's never been a worse time to like Garfield in popular culture.
I know.
His star has never been lower.
I think it's just too crowded, like in that circle, kicking him while he's down. I mean, yeah. And by down, I mean making more money than any of us will ever
yeah, exactly.
even begin to conceive
of. Yeah, for the rest of the Davis, legacy that will put his great, 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 great grandchildren through college. Like,
yeah, like there's going to be some kind of like etching of Garfield, like put on the moon for like generations
on a gold
of aliens
that we send into space.
Yeah, yeah, as like one of the touchstones of human achievements.
Exactly. You just Garfield going candy.
Space Garfield just floating through the ether, like out into a new, landing on a planet like in 2001. instead of like picking up bones and hitting each other with it, they just kind of like lay down,
go to sleep.
Yep.
His Garfield's bed always looked comfortable to me, even though it was also indistinguishable from a litter box.
True.
And from a lasagna tray.
Yeah,
like everything had the exact same tray shape.
It's like the same models. Okay, so here you as a person who appreciates cats, why do cats love boxes?
Because
I see pictures of cats in boxes, and it's adorable.
Yeah, Maru loves boxes. I don't know. I think it's just they like being high up too. I bet you it has to do. They like being high up so they can see more things, and that comes from their predator instincts. I bet you the box is the same thing. Like they like being kind of protected and looking out.
Okay.
You know, like they don't like being exposed.
Okay.
So it is a predator.
Predatory thing.
Yeah.
Like Batman.
Or Predator 2. Yeah.
Yeah. What the hell?
It's
are
one of those
you?
Things.
Yeah.
Yeah. One day left of retirement.
Let's see here. The pink cat is Arlene. She got them DSLs too. Get over here, cat. Get over here.
Yeah, man. There's something about that. I mean, that's why we like Garfield.
Because of the raw, unabashed sex appeal.
Time, yeah, we've been talking about it the whole time. I want to fuck Garfield's, make Garfield's skull pregnant. And this is what's going on.
So. I'm going to give you throat babies, Garfield.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God.
It's a Monday. I almost said I'm saying it's a living, but he didn't say that. Neither of us can do a Garfield impression to save our lives.
Oh, no.
We're just all like idiots.
No, we sound like, what's his name? Barone, Frank Barone or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not Tom Skerritt. Brad Garrett. We sound like Brad Garrett. Yeah.
Raymond.
The Raymond.
Raymond. I like touching things with my lips. Mom and Dad are coming over soon.
Oh, jeez! Brad Garrett!
Why is your Raymond indistinguishable from Kermit?
Not because it's perfect.
Yeah.
Is it the best impression I do or anyone else has done?
Oh, also Pookie's cute.
Oh, yeah, Pookie. I forgot about Pookie.
Yeah.
See, Garfield has a soft side.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great. My favorite Garfield, like, meta thing is that comic where, like, John wakes up and everything is coded in, like, the color scheme of Garfield.
Oh, double baby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got hungry, John.
I'm so hungry. I'm sorry, John. I was hungry.
That's so good and so scary. Yeah.
It's like even the lamp is like covered, like everything is perfectly articulated.
Yeah.
But you just picture this throbbing, like you can hear the heartbeat.
Yeah, and the walls are just purring. Yeah. That's terrifying.
That is a pretty good webcomic. It's a shame that it doesn't update anymore. We're talking about Double Baby. I posted it a while back. Do you see the robot made one?
I did see that. That was funny.
Yeah. She stole all my money and bought all she's doing is rapping about marijuana. And then these pop up in the webcomic thread. I don't know why I'm going on about this. I like these guys' work. They're two brothers. The Rejects thread. It's the rejected comic. So the one brother writes and the other brother draws, and they have like a whole series of like ideas he proposed. And
oh, I did see that.
Yeah,
yeah. And there's something awful there. Those are funny. Yeah. Those are really good.
Like my favorite one is okay. So the first frame, I'm just reiterating a joke, but okay. Blah. The first frame is a real sad guy. It says depression. Second frame is a real sad guy with a blunt, and it says chronic depression.
Yeah. Well, then the third panel of all those is the other brother rejecting them. Yeah, saying no. Yeah. And the repetition is really what makes that series so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we didn't talk about the game at all. Like,
it's just super shitty platformer. Yeah. Really ugly, terrible music, really hard to do anything, no invincibility frames.
Yeah.
Yeah,
pretty much
worst kick in video games.
how do you change? Is it like up and B or something bullshit like that? I tried that.
You didn't collect a power up.
Huh?
You had to get them like the, and you get them by just jumping around randomly. So eventually I found Pi. That's how you get, I'm impressed you got past the spider without, cause I couldn't get past him without the power up.
Save states.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your tool assisted speed run.
Again, ripe area.
No, you'd think that, but I've seen a speedrun of this, and guess how long it is.
Okay, so is this a new segment? Because we did this on Superman, too.
Yeah, is this a time for an abject suffering? Guess how long the speedrun is? Yeah, making it a segment's actually ruining it. I was gonna say 2 hours, just because that's how long the Superman was, but a week of Garfield one's actually only 15 minutes.
Huh. Even that seems like way too much.
It's the guy's good at it, too. That's it's the best part of the summer games and awesome games done quick and summer games done quick, is they always do a block that's awful games done quick.
Mm.
And those are really fun to watch.
Yeah.
Even though, like, as much as I appreciate speedrunning, some of the speedrunners have, like, the worst fucking laughs in the world.
Ugh.
And make some of the worst goddamn jokes ever. There's that one guy, and I can't remember his name, but there's a one guy who's, like, always shows up in GIFs and everything of awesome games done quick, who's just annoying.
Mm.
Has, like, a really terrible laugh that's really loud and pipes in all the time.
Yeah.
But everyone just keeps him around for some reason. He's like a real normal figure in that community.
Huh.
But yeah, summer games done quick. I think me and Nick are going to do a serious watch because I'm not going to be working. So
yeah.
Have some free time.
Cool.
Really hit that shit.
Nice.
Stuff's fun.
Any game facts, love?
No. Nope. Just like very little anything.
Yeah.
Again, this is going to be a bad 3 weeks for game facts.
True.
There's just not that much to it. Even though I think for the next game we're doing, the game facts reaction is a little bit more baffling because they liked it a lot more than I did. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What are we doing next time, Gary?
Strider for the NES.
Yeah.
Which I love Strider for the Genesis. That's one of my favorite Genesis games and is really, really impressive. And I played the arcade game a lot. I never played the NES version. And I was like, oh, it's a Capcom platformer for NES?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, twist my arm. But it's actually pretty shitty.
Yeah, this one belongs here.
Yeah, it's one of the worst Capcom NES games, I think.
Hmm.
But yeah, did you ever play the Genesis?
No.
Strider?
No.
Oh, you got to hit that shit up, dude.
Yeah.
Grab that on emulator and just play the first level. It's really impressive, like huge sprites, really, really good music, really, really fun kind of movement and acrobatics and stuff. Like, it's technically amazing.
Okay.
It's one of the best looking Genesis games.
Hmm.
You gotta check that shit out. And don't let the NES Strider ruin it for you.
Okay.
So
I will try.
Yeah, that's what we'll do next time.
Yeah. And that one was, so once again, A Week of Garfield was requested by Mike Steele.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. Mike.
On a Monday.
Yeah, go fuck yourself on a Monday.
Oh, this comes out on Mondays.
Fucked himself on a Monday.
That's kind of funny. This comes out on Mondays.
Yeah.
I never even thought of that.
Yeah.
Huh. Neat.
I didn't hate Mondays. Now I do.
So things you can do, we've said it the past couple weeks, but if you're noticing more of us in your feed, we are now weekly, thanks to our Patreon campaign. That is kind of like an ongoing Kickstarter. It's like a little subscription thing. You can not only get this every week, but also a day early if you want to add some suffering to your Sundays by checking that out and all those other things.
Mm.
That's like atheist Garfield.
Yeah. Yeah. God is dead, John. God is dead.
Yeah.
We killed him, John.
Deal with it, John.
John.
How no have you know?
John, there's no one there to forgive your sins anymore, John.
I'm so sorry, John.
John, I'm so hungry and I ate God.
You're just describing like a Garfield Akira. Yeah.
Tetsuo.
Tetsuyori.
Akira. Go Tetsuyori.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
All right, cut, print. Yeah,
yeah, the evil forces of N, like acronym NERML.
And it makes sense because he would just get bigger and bigger and grosser.
Yeah.
I thought I sent you to an Abu Dhabi memo. Now you're back.
You can't keep me away. I don't even know. Yeah. This is the shittiest impressions.
Yeah. Cute.
Look at me. Yeah,
there's only been one. Look at me. I'm Mr. Meeseeks.
I'm so happy you watched that show.
I'm really happy I watched
it. Oh, my gosh. I'm ready to swear fealty to Justin Roiland, man.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's a really, really good show. I want more of it right away. Mm-hmm. I was very impressed. I'm glad I watched it, too. Yeah. It made me reawaken my love of TV. Like Garfield.
Like Garfield.
And like Strider, the animated series, which we're doing next week.
Yeah.
Which would actually be badass. So, you know, check out the site and rate and review us on iTunes. Do all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, somebody's mowing my lawn again.
Hooray. 7 o'clock on the dot.
7 o'clock on Mondays, lawn mowing United States. All right, dude. Dudes.
Dudes and dudettes and dudarinos.
We will see you next week.
Radio.
Righty-o. And I'll fire up the Garfield machine.